This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes against the Gaza Strip, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The latest strikes come after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down a 10-day-old offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City and orange flares lit up this night sky, with airstrikes also reported in central and southern Gaza. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructures as well as a weapon storage unit. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt the military strikes are plunging the two leaders into a difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, and their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Biden told Netanyahu in a telephone call Wednesday that he expected significant de-escalation of the fighting by day's end, according to the White House, but Prime Minister came right back with a public declaration that he was determined to continue the Gaza operation until its objective is achieved. The Gaza Strip's already feeble health system is being brought to its knees by the fourth war in just over a decade. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with waves of dead and wounded from Israel's bombardment. Many vital medicines are rapidly running out in a tiny blockaded coastal territory, as is fuel to keep electricity going. Two of Gaza's most prominent doctors were killed when their homes were destroyed during barrages since fighting began between Hamas and Israel. This is